today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When babies are born premature, they come into the world before their time. A premature baby is one who is born too early, before 37 weeks. Premature babies may have more health problems and may need to stay in the hospital a little longer than babies born later. About 1 in 10 babies is born prematurely each year in the United States. But thanks to the advances in medical care, even babies born very maturely are more likely to survive today than ever before. There are many today who take premature actions that lead to problems in life. These problems can be long-term and cause individuals to make lifelong adjustments that may lead to spending time in places they aren't comfortable. In Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, it is written, "Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way. And when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, 'Why are you striking your companion?' Then he said, 'Who made you prince and judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?' So Moses feared and said, 'Surely this thing is known.' When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by the well." Moses' premature act placed him in a position where he had to flee for fear of his own life. Did he have to kill the Egyptian? Did he have to hide him in the sand? When he noticed the incident between the Egyptian and the Hebrew, and he decided to look this way and that way, there was reason to consider his next step. You and I have to do the same. Each day before we take action, we have to consider the consequences of those actions. Prior to taking action, there are indicators that let us know if we're being premature. Moses having to look this way and that way was an indicator that he should reconsider what he wanted to do. Consider your ways before you act today. If you have to look around to see if someone is going to see you, then you know you shouldn't do it. Don't be premature. Yes, things turned out well for Moses as time passed on because God intervened and his will was done in spite of his actions. But Moses had to endure a lot because of his actions. Don't put yourself through what you don't have to go through. Wait on the Lord before giving birth to your destiny. The labor pains won't be as painful. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.